Day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Well, there's been so much dismay expressed about the situation over at Double Island, not just from people up at Palm Cove, right along Northern Beaches, people in Cairns generally, visitors to the far north, saying what the hell's been allowed to happen there. But to his great credit, the member for Barron River has stepped in with the words, it's time to say bye-bye, Benny. See you, Mr. Wu. Let me just give you the background of this from a few days ago in the Cairns Post. Politicians are calling for Hong Kong-based Benny Wu to be stripped of the lease on Double Island with no indication he has met a March 31 deadline. No indication he's met the deadline to have a day-use facilities open to the public. Now, Mr. Wu's Fortune Island holding company bought 17.3 hectares of the island, with a resort that once hosted A-listers. We know all this, Keanu Reeves and Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston. But he bought it for 5.68 mil back in 2012. Now, he said at the time the resort would be for very rich tourists at the very top end of the market. Have a look at it. You should have seen the photos. Like, it's like a rubbish tip. Anyway, he said, oh, it's going to be for the top-of-the-line people. Anyway, the resort and day-use facilities have fallen into disrepair. That's an understatement, despite strident calls over the years for Mr. Wu to act. Last August, the State Resources Department gave Mr. Wu until March 31, warning if he failed to meet conditions, he'd forfeit the lease. Mr. Wu was enthusiastically welcomed by the city's leaders in 2012 when he bought Double Island and forked out $18 million for the Acacia Hotel, with much fanfare over what he said he would be an $80 million redevelopment of the Esplanade property, which has never occurred. Now, he also bought the historic Whitfield House, which has got a lot of sentimental value, if you like, for North Queensland. There's a lot of people have been married there and had formal functions. It's a beautiful old home. He bought that for 3.25 mil in 2013. That, too, has languished. Now, it goes on to say the state member for Barron River, Craig Crawford, said time had run out for Mr. Wu. I've got Craig on the line here somewhere. Here he is. Craig, good morning.
G'day, John.
I think a whole lot of people congratulate you at last for taking some action. Some would say long overdue, but of course, the legal aspect has to be followed through, of course. But now it looks like time is up. Firstly, why did you make the move? Why have you made the announcement at this stage, and what you expect will happen from here?
Yeah, look, there's been a number of things obviously transpire, you know, in the background, and the big difference between the other properties that Mr. Wu holds here in Cairns and Double Island is that Double Island he leases. So the government doesn't have the ability to step in and take a freehold title off someone, and that's obviously the issue, you know, with some of those other properties. But Double Island, he bought a lease, and just like when you lease anything from anyone, there are conditions in a lease. I believe, and the government believes, that he has failed to meet those conditions. Mm. We had to obviously go through, you know, certain processes before we could get to this point, but he was given a very strict deadline of the end of March. Mm. And that's why I'm making the noise at the moment. I want the Department of Resources now to evaluate what he has submitted and make that decision, because it's a beautiful island. Everyone yes. has got a connection to that.
Yes.
And it's a disgrace what's happened.
It is. Now, let's talk about the department and how the process, some of these things are agonisingly slow. Can you step us through what needs to be done now with this matter?
So the Department of Resources, that's the old Lands, Natural Resources and Mines Department. So the Department of Resources now has to evaluate essentially the homework. So Benny Wu's company has, and I believe they have submitted it, they've had to submit to the department what they have done. And then I would then expect that there would be a fairly quick assessment done, and then a decision would need to be made that would most likely go to the Minister for Resources, Scott Stewart, for the final decision. Now, I would expect the final decision would be something along the lines of an eviction. So this is simply a case where the lease conditions, we don't believe, have been met. Now, I expect there's going to be a whole lot of lawyers get involved in this, because
really?
this is probably something we haven't seen many of these sort of situations occur in leaseholds of islands. So, but, you know, the process is going to be the process, you know, time's up. And if you're not going to do something with our island, we want it back.
My next question, I suppose, almost irrelevant, because I was going to say we're talking weeks or months. I guess we're possibly even talking years with all the lawyers getting involved.
It probably depends on what Mr. Wu does, I suppose. Like, I would like to think that the government would be quite clear in saying you haven't met the leasehold, you've forfeited the lease, walk away. That's one option, but you know, who knows? We don't know sort of what happens in respect to this. So whether people lawyer up and how long, you know, those sorts of things take, and then, you know, may come down to, you know, the fine print of different documents here, there, and everywhere. But I think the main point is that we are taking action, and that's something that hasn't occurred. And I accept that, you know, people will be saying, well, you know, government should have done this long time ago. Mm. And maybe we should have, but, you know, we certainly had to give fair treatment where it was due, and give that notice, that show cause that we gave it.
Now, the wording here in this article in the Cairns Post is that he bought 17.3 hectares of the island, this is back in 2012 or whatever, for a significant amount of money, $5.68 million. Even though it's leasehold, he then, I presume, still has the right to put that on the market and sell it, does he?
I think so, yeah. I don't think there's anything stopping him from selling his leasehold, either back to the government or to another purchaser. Mm. That's a potential for him as well, you know. And look, I've got to say, if you know, if I was in that situation, that would be something I'd be looking at doing, to see what I could certainly, you know, what I could turn it back for. But you know, I don't think he's going to get his money back, because you know that resort over there is probably going to take $5 million worth of work just to get it back to you know, an operational standard, let alone something you can have a movie star at.
Mind you, he's going to argue, listen, I've got to have a set amount of time, a specific time, to deal with all the offers, etc. So that might extend the time as well before we can get our locals back over there to start enjoying what they see as virtually their own private hideaway island. I mean, it's right on the edge of Cairns. It's a glorious position looking back at Palm Cove. And because of the wisdom of Tom Pine all those years ago, you can hardly see a building along the foreshore. That might end soon, sadly, but along the foreshore of Palm Cove. So a whole lot of residents who've been over there in the past would love to get it back out there again, Craig.
Oh, absolutely, mate. You know, and I think, you know, there's great opportunities there, you know, whether it's day use, and they're things that we'll obviously look through, you know, if we can get to the finish point that we want to get to, and we're happy to sit down and talk to the industry, the broader tourism industry, talk to council, you know, everything like that. There might be other private operators who are keen to do something. But I think, you know, the lesson, I think, for government now is, let's not fall into the same trap we fell into last time.
Just before you give me a minute or two, because the Northern Beaches commuters will want a bit of an update on the work you're undertaking there at the northern end of Sheridan Street. How's it going?
Yeah, look, going well. As everyone would know, we're putting an extra lane going into town, so most of that work's been done at night by Coppins. So that seems to be going well. I believe I've got an update with Main Roads coming up in a few days or weeks, but I think they're talking about a June finish. So, you know, it sounds like they're about halfway through. So they're relocating bus stops and a few bits and pieces. So another couple of months and motorists should see a significant change coming into town in the mornings particularly.
Excellent update today. Appreciate this, Craig. Thank you.
No worries, John. Cheers.
Craig Crawford on, the Main Roads issue, but before that, of course, the future of Double Island, which a whole lot of people are interested in and concerned about. He is the ALP member for the seat of Barron River and the Minister for everything.